This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Thank you and good morning. Mark your calendars for August 9th for the Successful Phosphorus Management Workshop. The workshop will begin at 9 a.m. and run till noon. It'll be held at the University of Illinois Extension Office in Carlinville. Here's Chris Reynolds, the Midwest Deputy Director with American Farmland Trust, with more details.
Be happy to. As part of the Upper Macoupin Creek Watershed Partnership in Macoupin County, we are hosting a successful phosphorus management workshop for that watershed, and anybody really in the surrounding area is welcome to attend as well. So we're going to be talking about phosphorus and ways that we can manage and the loss of that vital nutrient for our crop group.
And there are going to be a couple presentations going on at the workshop. Can you tell us about some of those presentations?
Yeah, we've got a few speakers coming in, talk a little bit about phosphorus and some of the ways to reduce the amount of phosphorus being lost. Randy Darr is going to be there talking a little bit about soil tests and the basics, and also he's going to share with us a little bit about Lake Erie and some of the issues that they've faced and some of the things that we need to be on the lookout for here in Illinois. We also have a really good partnership with Environmental Tillage Systems, and they have the Soil Warrior strip-till bar that we work with. The M&M Service Company provides custom application of strip-till. And so Brent Bruland is actually going to be speaking as well, talking about phosphorus placement. So we know that if we have the ability to place that phosphorus under the soil surface, which the Soil Warrior machine is capable of doing that, then we see a reduced amount of phosphorus being lost. So I'm going to talk a little bit about that phosphorus placement, also how cover crops can help reduce the amount of phosphorus being lost in the way of erosion. So we know that a lot of phosphorus can be lost from being attached to the soil particles. And if we can keep those soil particles in place and reduce the amount of erosion that's taking place on a crop field, then ultimately we can reduce the amount of phosphorus being lost.
And you mentioned that most of this is taking place about the upper Macoupin Creek area, and there's kind of an interesting fact about the Macoupin County Creek on your flyer. Can you tell us what that is?
Yeah, so a few years ago, the Illinois Nutrient Loss Reduction Strategy came out in 2015, and that identified some of the priority watersheds that are in Illinois, and these are based on whether or not they are losing a lot of nitrogen or phosphorus. And so the Upper Macoupin was identified as one of those watersheds that is, from a non-point source, is losing approximately 2 pounds per acre of phosphorus. So it's one of the top three phosphorus loading watersheds in the state. So that's one of the reasons that we're there. That's one of the reasons that this partnership formed a few years ago, is to try to work towards meeting the goals of the nutrient loss reduction strategy and also help reduce the amount of phosphorus being lost from that area.
Yeah, I found that really interesting because my house is right next to the Macoupin County Creek there in Medora, right across the Macoupin County Creek, so I thought that was pretty interesting.
Yeah, it's we're working in about 135,000 acres in that watershed. So we're not working in the entire Macoupin Creek area. We try to, and 135,000 acres is still a very large watershed project, as watershed projects go. So we're trying to work in that area. Of course, we work directly with the Macoupin County Soil and Water Conservation District and the NRCS staff that's in those areas. And that's one of the other things we'll be talking about at this workshop, is some of the programs that farmers are eligible for in that area. Because this is a priority watershed, there is additional technical and financial resources that are available to farmers in that watershed. So we'll talk a little bit about those programs that are available. Also, you know, because of the partnership, we're working with companies like CHS and M&M Service Company that are providing some additional discounts for variable rate technology application. Also, as I mentioned earlier, the Soul Warrior and the strip till, custom strip till application as well. So we've got a lot of great partners that are working in that watershed towards meeting these goals.
Awesome. And you said that there's a lot of discounts and things like that. Lunch is provided. Is there a fee to attend?
There is no fee to attend, and lunch will be provided. We'd appreciate if you, could give the Macoupin County SWCD office a call, just so we have a good head count for lunch. They can be reached at 217-854-2626, extension 3.
And if there are any listeners out there who are wanting to learn more or have questions, should they call the Macoupin County Soil Water Conservation District as well?
Yeah, they can certainly call the Conservation District. We do have some information on our website with American Farmland Trust. You can look up Upper Macoupin Creek Watershed Partnership.
It is SU RSVP by August 6th. This week is the Madison County Fair in Highland. Today is Agriculture Day at the fair, and the 4-H Swine Show will begin at 8 a.m., 4-H Beef at 8 a.m., and the Super Showmanship will begin after the Swine and Beef Show. Friday evening at 7:30 p.m. is the 4-H Livestock Auction. Saturday is the 4-H Sheep Show at 8 a.m., the Open Beef Show at 10 a.m., and the 4-H Cat Show at 1:30 p.m. Sunday is the Open Breeding Cattle Show at 8 a.m., and the Open Swine Show is at 8:30 a.m. Be sure to come out to the Madison County Fair. The Hillsboro FFA has several upcoming events at the Old Settlers Car Show in Hillsboro, held on July 29th. The FFA will be hosting a petting zoo located by the courthouse from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. The chapter will also be sponsoring a pedal tractor pool with classes for children between the age of 5 and 12. Registration begins at 12:30 p.m. on the north side of the courthouse, with the pools starting at 1 p.m. All who enter will receive 4 ride tickets, and a ribbon for first in each age division will be awarded. August 7th, DeKalb Asgrove has an evening field day starting at 4:30 p.m. Registration for this event will begin at 4 p.m. There will be several areas of agronomy discussed, including integrated solutions, growing season review, top corn and soybean product overview, and an Ask the Agronomist segment. This field day will be held in Golden Gate, Illinois. Dinner will be served following the talks at 6:30 p.m., along with some giveaways. See your DeKalb and Asgrove retailer for more information. CHS Family Fun Day is August 11th at the Macoupin County Fairgrounds. The activities begin at 4 p.m. and include things for all ages. This is a totally free event for employees, customers, and their families. There will be a juggling show, magic show, cowboy show, and dinner. Later in the night, starting at 7:30 p.m., the Glendale Riders will be performing in the beer tent. Camping is also available, and costs will be covered by CHS. To get your tickets, stop by any CHS location or talk to your CHS salesman. The Montgomery County Soil and Water Conservation District has a cover crop field day on August 16th. The field day will have many industry speakers along with some demonstrations. There will be a lunch served as well, and it is asked that if you would like lunch, that you RSVP by August 6th. You can RSVP by calling 217-532-3361. That's all the time we have on your Morning Farm Show. Reporting for WSMI, this has been Jamie Geisler.